And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is love your life. We see how many of you are disgruntled about your lives. Things aren't the way you would like them. The small things, the big things, the irritations, aggravations, the neighbors who might have a barking dog, the boss who might not be recognizing you for your great contributions at work, the relationship that has become boring to you, and you are looking for more excitement and wonder. Fill in the blanks as you hear us speak about these things. We are asking you and challenging you to love the life you have. Every aspect of your life is perfect. By that, we mean to say it is perfect for your growing, your learning, your evolving, your grasping more understanding and awareness of spiritual laws and truths. So if there are things in your life that you say you don't love, turn to them directly and without judgment or criticism. Look at these things and ask the question, why is this here for me? What is the gift for me? How can I look at this with fresh eyes? I want to grow from this. I want to step up to the process of this that is in my life to gift me, to bless me. The ego mind will turn up its nose at this and say, this is part of your life. What you need to do is put your head down, listen to me, and we will work through it together. It may not be A+, but at least we will manage through. Look at these two options. The first, where you are asking for Spirit's guidance and enlightenment on those things in your life that are not harmonious and not the highest truth. So, option one, to come to the quiet space at your heart center and face each of these and ask for Spirit's input and guidance and enlightenment. Option two is to listen to the grumbling ego mind that wants to keep you on the hamster wheel of discontent, because this is its kingdom, discontent and fear and uncertainty that will keep you always tipped over, because then it takes its place as the authority in your system and begins to grab the wheel of your life and steer you in all kinds of directions. You have a choice, dear ones. Love your life. Everything about your life. And have the chops when there are things that bubble up and disturb you, have the chops to say, I see you. This is an opportunity for me to grow, to expand my awareness, to be a better me, to be more and more like my divine original nature and being. This is what we are asking you to look at this week. Love your life and love your life. Do not look at others and wish for their lives, because the truth is you would not want their life if you really were to be given the keys to that life and live that life. Your life is perfect for you. Be with this in this coming week and observe yourself and your thinking and your choices. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.